This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJ V Show. That stands for Doug Jen and Victoria. Dougie is traveling today, but in the meantime, the ladies taking over. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, happy to be with you. And boy, it to bring you up to speed just on what's happening. You have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris launching their coronavirus task force team, so their administration's task force team, to start getting updates and getting up to speed on the coronavirus battle that's still very much on in this country. President Trump is out, and he has announced that he is going to be doing rallies to present the evidence he says he has about voter fraud and voter irregularities, including reading obituaries of people who voted in this last election. I don't know how well that's going to go, but if you think, again, if you think this is over, continues, it's going to continue. And all I can tell you is just sit back and, you know, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I mean, some of the obituary stuff, I know, and I'm not trying to, this is serious, obviously. We all take the election seriously. We take the process seriously. And I, you know, and if there's something that needs to be unearthed here that was something that was, you know, shady, I want all of that to come to the forefront. This, I don't think that we can have any, I don't want us to have any doubt moving forward. If this is going to stay in Biden's favor, it's very, very close. If it's going to stay that way, then let's make sure it's legitimately that way.
Totally. You know? And I appreciate that, because from both sides of the aisle, I feel the same way. Look, did I want Trump to win? Yes, I want Trump to win, obviously. I've been a supporter for 4 years. But if it's Biden's to win, then obviously he should get a transition into the presidency, maybe one that wasn't even really given to President Trump. But he should get that, because that's what we do in this country. But it's just about the free and fair election. And I've told you that before, Victoria, and I know you believe it. It's like, let's think about what's good for our country first, and then we can get into all the political mudslinging. So if there are claims of this, give it some air, give it some space, let the investigation happen. And I honestly think both parties, if we allow this, and if we both just say, okay, we'll see what happens here, it's going to be better for both parties, because this was such a divided, almost down the middle election that no matter what, you're going to have 70 million plus people who are going to be upset about the outcome. And it's a lot. And so if you can do anything to gain confidence of those 70 million people, it's only beneficial for us moving forward, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's what I like to think. This is one of the major hallmarks of what sets us apart from other countries. If you think about it, other countries have governments in place for much longer terms. Every 4 years, conceivably, we could have a brand new president every single 4 years. And that's if you think about it, that's a relatively unstable system, except that our system is planned and designed with all of the various branches of government that makes it very stable. And so transitions of power is something that's, you know, Americans, maybe we take it for granted, but that is something that is built in to a peaceful transition of power, separates us from when you see, like, in, you know, countries in South America, you know, who just can't agree, and they've got two leaders, and, you know, and all this stuff that happens, and rigged elections in Russia, and where Putin magically wins by this
every time.
And, you know, that's,
and anybody who votes against him ends up poisoned on an airplane.
Exactly. So this is what separates us. So I want the whole process to be transparent. And, you know, the obituary thing, I know that's I've been kind of following what Rudy Giuliani seems to be the lead counsel on all of this. And so I know the obituary thing is a big thing for him. Some of those have already been debunked, where it was like the name, I don't know if you saw this, I forget the guy's name now, but there was a guy who would have been 118 years old and voted. He wasn't 118. He died, but his son has the exact same name and is very much alive and did vote. So it's, you know, there was a clerical error. They didn't put the third after his name instead of, like, junior. It was the third.
Right.
So things like that. That's not fraud. That's a clerical error. That's a typo. So those types of things I think we're going to find more of.
The only thing that makes that, I think, a little different is intentionally leaving voter rolls bloated. And in California, we have an attorney general who is not interested in cleaning up voter rolls. So dead people are on there. Once you move out of the state, you still stay on there. And that was one of the arguments that I had about universal mail-in, is that to have universal mail-in, which I'm not fundamentally opposed to, but you have to have it go hand in hand with an attorney general in the state that's willing to, a secretary of state within each individual state that is willing to keep up a tight voter roll. You can't just let people sit on there forever, because that's when you get an address getting 18 ballots. Like, literally, I know someone in California who got 18 ballots, sent me a picture of all the same address with all different names, and they had 18 ballots sitting there. And that's
people who had lived in that.
Yeah, people who had lived there, they didn't know that were not related to their family at all, but yet you're still getting those. So those instances, if we are going to proceed down this path of universal, we have to have a commitment for people to clean up the voter rolls, because you can't just have them sitting there bloated. Now,
That's true. That's a really good point. We live in an apartment complex. It's a village. It's actually a fairly large apartment complex. And to be honest, I was wondering if we were going to get someone else's ballot mailed to us, because we get other people's mail from time to time. Not all the time, but that never happened. And I don't know any – I've checked with some friends who live here, too, and I said, did you guys get, you know, any other ballots from other people mailed to you? And it didn't happen. So, I don't know.
Maybe New Jersey is
has
pretty well organized.
Stuff together?
Yeah. Just from what you told me, I haven't, because a lot of people...
Like, I've been looking for fraud. Like, I've been looking for things to be wrong.
I guess my antennas are up, because people have been sending me lots of stuff, and I think it's fine, because I don't know exactly what to do with it, but people have been sending me, look at this, what should I do here? And I always refer them to the Registrar of Voters, because I feel like they need to take that up with somebody who can actually do something about it. But I've gotten so many instances of it, but from hearing what you said, and just listening to the media coverage over the last several days, I haven't heard much come out of New Jersey, so maybe you guys should be our prime example.
And I also, you know, Trump got a lot of votes in New Jersey, a lot, like way more than I thought he was going to get. So this is not just that, oh, we're just a blue state, and so, you know, miraculously all the votes, everything's fine. You know, this was like, I think he got, it was really close. I think he got over 45% or something of the vote in New Jersey. So it was, you know, this is not just, magical blue wave land that we live in.
Right.
Like, this is a place where President Trump did really well, and probably a lot better than maybe he even anticipated to do in New Jersey. So.
Yeah, he outperformed expectations, I think. I didn't look at the final results for New Jersey, but I have a lot of friends in your old home state of New York who said, he did really, really well in the state.
Yep.
So that's one of the stories going on. This continues. The rallies will be taking place. President Trump will be going back out on the road. But I thought it was kind of funny. There was a story about what Americans did on election night. And, we'll tell you about it. How much sleep did you get? And what were you Googling? What was America doing while we were all glued to those numbers coming in last Tuesday? We'll tell you as the DJV show continues. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually... These are people... They're not actors. They're not phony balonies. They're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Minutes past the hour. DJ V Show. Dougie is out traveling today. Jen and Victoria getting you through it. And I thought it was kind of interesting. I always love to see what people do. Like, if you could be a fly on the wall, like what people do on election night. And apparently there was a lot of stress eating going on because, according to online searches, Google Trends revealed a report on Twitter that showed searches for fries near me and liquor stores near me. And those two searches were at all-time highs on election day last week. So if you were stress eating or drinking, you weren't alone. People were looking for liquor stores and for French fries. Now, they also said that pizza and Chinese food both took the top spots in food searches during the evening of the election because people probably want to do takeout, right? So they could sit and watch all those results come in. And top trending on all of Google searching in the U.S. in the days after the election, exit polls, which failed miserably, live election coverage, totally Chinese food near me, who won the election today, you guys are really smart, and election coverage. So those were the top searches on Google. And according to another poll, sleeplessness was a side effect, I know for me it sure was, of the presidential race on election night. Americans lost a cumulative total, this is estimated, of 138,833,045 hours of sleep on the evening of November 3rd. Now, enough about me. The rest of you lost some sleep, too.
Right.
They said that on average, each citizen probably lost about 25 minutes of sleep on election night, so the total being 138 million. And they say that the average resting heart rate increased by 1.4 beats per minute as Americans watched voting results. How funny is that? People were really amped up about this and not sleeping. Now, I just lost sleep, not because I was overly stressed. It was because I just was watching. It was such a late night that I think many of us stayed up late watching those results.
Yeah, we had to get up the next morning to do the show here, but I stayed up probably till like 11:30 on election night, and which is way, way late for me. So I lost about an hour and a half that night. But, you know, it was just, even though we knew that nothing was really going to be decided that night, you know, but we saw the red wave that was, you know, that everyone said would happen on election night because of in-person voting. And then we knew there were so many ballots that needed to be counted. So I don't know why everyone wasted good sleep, but we all did. And we
I still question why they
drank.
Stopped. Oh, see? So you drank and had pizza.
Oh, yeah.
You checked
we
all
drank
the
and had pizza.
And
yeah.
Sleep. I just don't know why they stopped counting it. That's another issue. When we look back about best practices, you got to start counting and keep counting. And I don't know. I think all you do is just make people question the process. All right. It is 20 minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show.
The Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get those leg warmers on, Victoria. Here we go. I can see you over there.
Jazzercise.
Oh, I used to love Jazzercise when I was a kid.
Really?
Oh, my God. I used to go with my mom.
I've never done it. I know what it is. It's like the Jane Fonda kind of stuff.
Well, in the 80s, you'd go to Jazzercise, and they would play all the latest Janet Jackson stuff, and it was so much fun.
That's funny.
All right. It is 24 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Dougie is out. We do music news right now, and I like this. I could totally get behind it. This is Kelly Clarkson, and she has brought back disco by covering Donna Summer's hit She Works Hard for the Money for her talk show. This is the latest Kelly-Oke segment that aired this past Friday. Let's hear it. Phil, crank her up.
She's so good.
So good. Wow.
And the thing is, this is not in a studio, like a recording studio. This is her with a band on the show.
I know. Like, she has got such an amazing voice. And I hope
there's no
auto-tune. This song out.
Like, this is just her raw talent.
She should add this to her repertoire because it's pretty good and it's a lot of fun. The song fit the theme of the hour. It was Restaurant Resurgence, Salute to Servers. And apparently Donna Summer found inspiration for the song when she met waitresses, a hardworking waitress named Onetta, at the West Hollywood restaurant so famous called Chasen's. The story goes that Donna went to the bathroom, saw the attendant taking a nap with a small TV on. Donna startled the woman from her nap, and the woman told Donna she worked two jobs and was really tired. Donna thought to herself, wow, she really works hard for her money. And so she wrote that song in about 20 minutes that same night using that inspiration. She even mentions the waitress by name in the first verse when she sings Onetta there in the corner, stand by. She works hard for the money. Peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1983. Summer danced back to the Billboard charts this year with the reimagining of Hot Stuff that reached number 9 on the Hot Dance Electronic Songs chart last month. And so she's making news, but certainly Kelly Clarkson with this cover. Amazing.
I think anytime there's a tribute to someone who's famous or, you know, who has passed or whatever, you always want to have Kelly Clarkson in there.
I know.
Because her cover, to me, Kelly and Miley can cover anything. Like, they can sing the phone book.
And, yeah, I love Miley's sound, but there's something, the clear crispness of Kelly Clarkson's voice makes it really easy for her to do multiple genres, I think, because she doesn't just have a certain sound where you go, oh, she's going to be a classic rock singer or a country singer. I mean, she floats effortlessly between genres because her voice is just so good and pure and strong. Holy moly. She's still got it, that's for sure. All right, we move on in music news to the Guitar Legends Benefit concert lineup. Victoria, tell us about this. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, this is the fourth annual Guitar Legends Benefit concert. Obviously, because of COVID, it's going virtual this year, like so many other things. But they had a trailer that they released, and it shows Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. He is the host of this. So it's a really great lineup. Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Big and Rich, Tedeschi Trucks, Mike Love from The Beach Boys, Kenny Loggins, Julio Iglesias Jr., Kev Moe, the Bacon Brothers, haven't heard much from them lately, Lindsay L., and Larkin Poe. And so all of these amazing artists are going to be performing, and you're going to be able to see this throughout this whole week. It's going to stream on NBC's Peacock, it'll be on Fox, ABC, CMT, MTV Classic, Armed Forces Network, and Axis. You can also watch it on if you just want to do the online version, it'll be on YouTube, Amazon, and Apple TV as well. So this is going to be a really cool thing. And the best thing is all of the proceeds go to a bunch of different military and veterans nonprofits. So it's great music for an even greater cause.
I love that. And I think that as much as I am getting frustrated.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia Democrats and Republicans are drawing lines in the sand as the Senate majority will boil down to the two seats in the Peach State. Constitutional law expert Mark Smith tells Fox News how President Trump's lawsuits will go forward.
Well, first of all, every legal challenge that we're going to be watching over the next 40 days is going to have to assess on the merits and case by case and state by state. And what I mean by that is, you know, the cases involving what happened in Philadelphia are going to be different than the ones that happened in Arizona with different laws and different standards and different facts and different people involved. So what you're really looking at is a series of lawsuits across the country, all of which will be different.
January 5th is the date for the Senate runoffs in Georgia. USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Plenty of games and upsets in the National Football League Sunday. USA Radio News Dan Araki has details.
The Pittsburgh Steelers moved to 8-0 on the year with a sloppy win over the Dallas Cowboys 24-19. That's the best start in franchise history for the Steelers. Patrick Mahomes caught fire again as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Carolina Panthers 33-31. Mahomes threw for 372 yards and four touchdowns. It's the second straight week he's thrown for four or more scores. The New Orleans Saints handed Tom Brady the worst loss of his career Sunday night, beating Tampa Bay 38-3. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw for four touchdowns in the blowout. In other action, Baltimore beat Indianapolis 24-10. Buffalo held off Seattle 44-34. Miami prevailed over Arizona 34-31. Las Vegas beat the LA Chargers 31-26. And New England takes on the New York Jets tonight on Monday Night Football. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looking ahead to the beginning of Week 10 for Thursday Night Football, the Colts travel to Nashville and take on the Titans, 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Congratulations to NASCAR driver Chase Elliott for winning the 2020 season Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, I mean, all you can dream for is opportunity, and I've been very fortunate to have that over the years. And that's all thanks to some great people. You know, my parents obviously have played a huge role. Past year's been tough. I lost my best friend about a year ago tonight. I lost my grandmother last year, and all those things bring families closer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Good way to start the hour. Or the half hour. Sorry about that. 34 minutes past the hour. DJV show. Dougie is traveling today. The ladies are taking over. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We are here. And some good news for, well, at least it seems like good news. We can be guardedly optimistic about it. It's not election related. It is coronavirus related. And it seems that the people at Pfizer, because of the spike in coronavirus cases, have been able to expedite their tests on the vaccine. So I guess that's a silver lining to people getting sick so frequently over the last several months. And they say that they've got a new vaccine that's about, it has a 90% efficacy rate. Victoria, tell us about it, because this is making people take a deep sigh of relief.
Yep. So this is data that they have just published. This is their late stage vaccine trial. And so this is the U.S. pharmaceutical Pfizer, and they are working with the German biotech firm called BioNTech. And so together, they say that this is 90% effective. The scientists were basically hoping for a vaccine that would be at least 75% effective. Dr. Fauci, who looks like maybe he's going to keep his job, not sure. No one's mentioned Fauci in a couple days.
We'll see.
But, yeah. So, but Dr. Fauci had previously said if we could get a vaccine that was 50 or 60% effective, that that would actually be deemed acceptable. So if Pfizer's correct and this is 90% effective, that is really great news. It is such good news that actually the Dow jumped 1,200 points at this news.
Wow.
So, yeah, we can see how, you know.
That defies my expectation because, again, we're not doctors or lawyers or financial people, but I think we've both agreed, Victoria, depending on how the vaccine is done, whether if it's like a flu shot, you can't promise that it's going to be 100% effective
right.
because the strains mutate. But
right.
90%, and I think I kind of expected it to be more along the lines of that, but if you can get something that is actually 90% effective, that's, I mean, that's really good news, especially for those who are, you know, I have friends right now who are immunocompromised that need to have
yeah.
this vaccine done pretty quickly, and I think that'll be a big relief for a lot of those people who've just been waiting for this.
Yeah, here's a little bit of downside. The way that this vaccine works, and this is all part of the data that they have now published, essentially, protection from COVID-19 is achieved 28 days after the initial vaccination. It's a two-dose schedule, so that's still quite a lag time. It takes basically a month for it to kick in. And we're now in November, you know, we're seeing huge spikes, more than we've ever seen since the virus began in America. So that's not great news in terms of making people wait at least a month to be protected. But hopefully, maybe they go through more trials or maybe they tweak it as we get into 2021. And as this gets, you know, sort of as it, and I know there's going to be a hierarchy of who gets it first. I think first responders, doctors, nurses, and then I think teachers and students are the next level. This is sort of how they're thinking about it right now.
Right.
And then we've been hearing about the military coming in and having the military oversee it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's going to remain the plan if Biden moves forward and gets inaugurated in January. I'm not sure, but like you said, you know, we'll know more about his coronavirus task force.
It would still probably be the quickest way, I would imagine, unless you bring, I mean, I don't know what other way you could do it faster. I mean, people get scared because they're like, oh, it's the military, it's tanks, but they actually be deployed probably even in just, you know, regular clothes going out and having the manpower in one spot,
right.
I think is the reason to use the military. So,
I mean, but we, yeah,
this
we'll
will
see. End up in every CVS like the flu shot. And I don't mean
I
just
know.
CVS,
but
every,
probably,
you know, pharmacy.
Probably the end goal, right? But I think I think most likely you're going to see that hierarchy. And I think the Trump administration has been pretty consistent about it and the Biden administration both talking about how it would start and kind of filter down to the people who
right.
need it the most. And even if it's a two-dose system, I mean, we're already doing semi-quarantine. I mean, people are now used to this. Do we want to do another month? But if you got one dose and then just had to be extra careful till you got the other, I mean, in the long run, it still seems like a pretty positive
oh, yeah.
move, a step in the
for
right
sure.
direction.
Do we think that the task force, the existing one and the new Biden one, they're going to work together, right?
I would think they have to, but
Dr.
But
Birx,
I'm not sure.
Dr. Fauci, I would assume Mike
right.
Pence, right? I mean, people
yeah, and
in
the other
know.
And Biden has already named his, and one of them, there's three. There's one woman, and I can't remember her name, but the other one was the former Surgeon General from Obama. He's on there. And then there's a third person who are going to be leading it. Names that wouldn't necessarily jump off the page at you that are
right.
familiar, that have been part of the process so far. But, yeah, you would
somebody from Ebola, right? From the Ebola
yeah.
pandemic? Right. Okay. Yeah. Well,
so
that makes sense.
I think they get them up to speed quickly. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's going on. In other health news, and this one is just killing me. Diet drinks, Victoria, really? Can't we just
oh,
have our
I
Diet
know.
Cokes? Every once in a while, I need one. There's no replacing it, but diet drinks may be as bad for your heart as sugar-sweetened beverages. I mean, they really have to ruin everything, these joy killers.
This is a bad one, though. I know. This made me nervous for you because I know you like Diet Coke.
I do.
It's not good.
It's what I have in common with President Trump. You know, we have our Diet Coke fix. Apparently, he drinks like 8 a day. I do not. I drink maybe a couple a week. But according
okay.
to nutritionists, they blame sugary drinks for a lot of health problems. So many people with a thirst for sweetened soda have switched to diet versions to avoid the extra calories. But I guess they're not much better for your heart, according to new research that found those who drank lots of beverages with artificial sweeteners had a higher risk of heart disease, just like people who consumed lots of drinks with sugar added. The findings are based on data from almost 105,000 people in France. Well, that's your problem. You're dealing with the French. Who were followed for 10 years, starting back in 2009. For each drink category, sweetened and artificially sweetened, the participants were divided into three groups. They had the non-consumers, those who abstained from sugary drinks. Then they had the low consumers who drank about 1.5 ounces a day. And then the high consumers who drank about 6 ounces a day. 6 ounces a day.
That's not even one can.
Nothing.
That's half a can.
Really
so
strange.
If you think about people, and I know plenty of people who drink diet soda all day long.
Right.
It's like their caffeine fix. They don't drink coffee. They'll just drink diet soda. And so if you think about it, you know, if you drink multiple cans a day, think about what it's doing to, for your heart health. I mean, this is, and these are high numbers. They found that the people in the low consumer and high consumer groups, basically any consumption of diet soda, had a 20 to 32% risk, higher risk of cardiovascular disease. That's nothing to mess around with. And also, in other studies have shown that diet soda also raises the risk of stroke and dementia. That's a separate thing to worry about. But and it also doesn't help anyone lose weight. I think everyone knows that, though, right?
This is garbage.
Drinking diet soda.
Yeah. No, I don't ever think of diet soda as, like, a health food. And, you know, truly, I know a lot of people switch from regular Coke to Diet Coke or diet soda. That's never been my personal thing. I've always liked the taste of Diet Coke a lot better than regular. Regular Coke to me is too syrupy. It's just gross. So I've always liked the taste of diet better, and that's why I choose it. But I know it's not good. The thing that kind of gets me is that you have the same impact that, or that it has the same impact on your body as the sugar, even though you're not consuming it. So is that because, and I don't know, I would just be theorizing here, because I've read that the artificial sweetener will make your body spike just like it does for regular sugar, even though you're not getting the calories,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Your body reacts the same way to the artificial sweetener. So your body doesn't know that it's not real sugar. And that's part of the problem here, is that your body is still treating it like you're drinking regular soda.
Back to the bubbly.
Sorry.
I was thinking of
you when I saw this study, and I was like, oh, man. I'm like, Jen's got to give up the diet soda.
You know what's not bad for you, though, is that frozen hot chocolate is back at Dairy Queen.
Totally good for you.
It's totally fine. Chocolate is good for your heart. It's an antioxidant. That's at least what I tell myself. But, yeah, Dairy Queen bringing back the frozen hot chocolate for the holiday season. Hot chocolate is, like, one of the most popular drinks for the holiday season. I don't think that's unusual or argued by many. And most people that drink it will drink it hot. But now, maybe blame it on Serendipity in New York.
Yes,
and the movies.
Totally.
They do frozen hot chocolate, and this has caught on. Where
it's their signature drink, yep.
Yeah, where Dairy Queen has now done frozen hot chocolate. You can get it in small, medium, and large. And it's rich cocoa fudge blended with soft serve, yum, and garnished with whipped topping. That's up on the Dairy Queen website. You can see pictures of it. But Serendipity, to me, is one of the best experiences that you can do in New York when you go to enjoy Christmas.
Definitely.
There. It's so much fun. It used to be that you could sit indoors. I don't know what they're doing right now, but it's so just adorable in the way they've decorated it. And then you get that big frozen hot chocolate. You should tell them how it is, Victoria, because for people who haven't been, it's awesome.
It's, the frozen hot chocolate makes no sense. And I remember being a kid when the first time I went to Serendipity. And like you said, Jen, it's the line is out the window. You know, it was out around the block. Like, it's crazy. People, you know, have just, it's such an institution in New York, but it is worth it. If you can wait on the line and go in and have lunch, the food is really good. It's all like kind of comfort food, American classic food. And then the frozen hot chocolate, it's this big, big mug that comes out and with a straw. And it's just the flavor of hot chocolate, but cold. And so it's not like, but like frozen, I shouldn't say. It's not just cold. So you're not just like drinking hot chocolate that went cold.
It's like slushy.
It's like slushy. It's like a big dessert. And it's so good. It's just, that's their signature. And I even love the movie Serendipity, which is, you know, a holiday movie coming up. So we're starting to get all of our Christmas stuff ready. I mean, it feels like Thanksgiving already happened, even though Thanksgiving isn't happening for us.
Everybody I know has skipped Thanksgiving in their mind, and they're moving straight to Christmas. All of my friends are already putting out their Christmas decorations.
But did you notice? I thought of you over the weekend, too, because I'm looking at on Instagram. There are so many people, and they're all in California, but there are so many celebrities who already have the Christmas tree up and decorated.
Oh, 100%. People are absolutely doing it. I wanted to do it this weekend, and then I just needed to relax after all of the election stuff. But, yeah, next weekend I think I'm going for it. All right, we have some other news coming out of the election. We'll bring you up to speed. It is the DJV show at 45 minutes past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
No doubt you've seen them on the roads, electric vehicles. And as the EV market share continues to rise, we asked Signature Electric's Mark Marmer about the history of the electric car.
So we have the hybrid electric vehicle. So that might have been what we remember sort of as the original Prius. It didn't plug into anything, but it had a battery in it. So you got better mileage, but there's nowhere to plug the vehicle in at all. And then came sort of the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. So now this is a vehicle that has both some kind of gasoline engine and a battery and a place to plug in. And then you get into the straight electric vehicle. So this is a vehicle that plugs in, and that's the only way it has energy. If the battery were to run out, there's no other place for it to get energy, and it relies completely being plugged in.
So that's like the Chevy Bolt EV or Teslas you see on the roads today. More on the benefits of electric cars tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, general data, points, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Keep deposit, license, and all fixed state, and all is consumer access.org, number 330.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Dougie is traveling today. So me, Jennifer Warren, her, Victoria Keelan. We're all together and talking about some of the biggest news. And we now know that Joe Biden, if everything stands after the next crazy couple of weeks, will throw out the first pitch at Washington Nationals Stadium to open up the baseball season, which apparently might happen. Maybe. We don't know if there'll be baseball. But if there is, darn it, Joe Biden will be there to throw out the first pitch in 2021 as a president-elect. He'll be president at that time. And so that's kind of fun news. It's always nice to see the Nationals bring in some of the presidential picks. President Trump and Jimmy Carter are the only two presidents to not throw out the first pitch at the Nationals stadium. So there
you go. What's the reason Jimmy Carter didn't? Because, I mean, we know that Trump had the scheduling thing and whatever, but, like, isn't that weird? Only two presidents have never done it?
Got to get ready. Got to get that throw, Joe. I mean, that you don't want to embarrass yourself, so you got to practice. Like George Bush did after 9/11. Exactly. It's the DJV show, 51 minutes past the hour. Just
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
JV program, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Tom Kreitler, who is the award-winning podcaster, broadcaster, cook. He's a terrific carpenter. He managed to invent, along with Elon Musk, the space... What is the space thing you... All that good
it's
stuff.
It's not April Fool's Day, Doug.
Fabulous. No, it's November Fool's Day, as a matter of fact. So... a lot of things going on here. The fact that folks can write into you that listen to this program to ask for specific questions to be answered. Yep. Here's Jessica, who's got a dishwasher problem. When she uses a dishwasher, Tom, dishes sometimes come out dirtier than when they went in. Ah, no. What could be causing that?
So a couple of things could be happening here. First of all, there's a sensor in the dishwasher that's called, fancy name here, this is like the Scrabble name, turbidity sensor. I'm not sure how many points you get for that in Scrabble, but it's a good word, turbidity. And basically it means how muddy the water is. There's a sensor in the dishwasher that senses that, determines how dirty the water is in the dishwasher that's coming off your dishes, depending on, you know, how much gunk you got on there, and it adjusts the cycle based on that. So that could be causing it. The other thing is that you just might have an issue with it not draining properly, and to fix that, you generally have to take the spinning arms out of the dishwasher, and you will find in the bottom of the dishwasher a lot of gunk that could be blocking the little coils, little ports where that water drains out. And I'll give you a trick of the trade for getting rid of that. If you happen to own a wet, dry vacuum cleaner, a shop vacuum cleaner, you could actually vacuum out that gunk from the bottom of your dishwasher. And it's easier than trying to scrub it out because the vacuum just lifts it up and puts it right in the bag or the
vacuum.
It's got to be a wet, dry vac, though, okay? Don't do this with your normal house vac or it'll be a big mess.
An industrial sort of vacuum.
Like a shop vacuum.
In a manner of speaking. Okay. Say, how's that beautiful bath sweepstakes going? I understand it's over this week, so how are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. We've got over 100,000 entries. So there's still a chance to enter today. You can enter up. I think it ends on Wednesday, and we're giving away merchandise credit from American Standard and Growy that's available through riverbendhome.com. $2,000 is the first prize, $1,500. So three winners for bath fixtures, faucets, and all sorts of cool bath stuff. You can get your bath renoed just in time for the holiday.
Whoopee. All right, and also the podcast is of note, Closet Organization, Gutter Guard. These people, there are a number of them in my area here in Massachusetts. It's Sudbury Gutter Cleaners and Insulation and Framingham Gutter Cleaners. And how difficult is it really for somebody to put up their own gutters and, for heaven's sakes, to keep them clean?
Well, putting it up, you know, is more difficult than keeping them clean.
Yeah,
but we report on some really shocking gutter guard pricing scams that are going on across the country. You hear these companies on TV that promise you'll never clean your gutters again, and they're selling these screens for anywhere from the installation on these generally somewhere around $20 to up to, and I hope you're sitting down, $90 a foot. Ridiculous, ridiculous money. They try to get as much out of you as you can for gutter guards. And I got to tell you, if you want to put in a good quality gutter guard, you can go to Costco or you can go to Home Depot. You can order these micro mesh gutter screens. The very same ones that these guys are charging all this money for less than about $5 a foot.
Yep.
Yeah. And so you don't need to pay for these gutters. And you know what? If you don't want to do it yourself, hire a handyman, but go buy the material directly. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous how they're taking advantage of people. So be careful of that. It is important to keep your gutters clean, though.
I'm putting an addition onto the back of my barn, a little apartment that's back there, and I knocked the roof down, and we went out to get the stuff that I needed. And I priced four different places. That is local lumber yards, sort of regional, get a little here and get a little there. And then I went to Home Depot. This is not an ad for Home Depot because I don't like normally the big box stores, but I saved about $400.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buying stuff.
And I'll give you a tip too, Doug. If you use the larger gutters, the ones that are the 5-inch to the 4-inch gutters, they clog a lot less.
Yes.
Almost
the bigger the gutter, the less. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, less, the bigger the spout, you know?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Here's
MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Podcast, right. MoneyPit.com/podcast. And the address for the contest?
Go to MoneyPit.com right on the homepage.
Right. Today. There it is. And you got the podcast episode, you got the Money Pit home improvement letter, the newsletter. That's at moneypit.com as well. All right, so I don't have time for another question. So get out of here. Tommy the K, Tom Craig.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.